For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, I don't know who that was bigger for, Kevin Butler or Larry Munson. Both, obviously, I'm prominent with that call from back in the day. Kevin Butler with us now. Kevin Butler, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. I appreciate it. And I think Larry's a little bit bigger. He made that kick bigger than it really was.
This 60 yards is plenty big. What were you thinking? I mean, you know what you do in practice. You know what you do in warm-ups. But this is a game, and this is a huge game. This is Clemson, and we're going to win or tie on the outcome of what I do here, and you go out there and do it. Did you think Dooley had lost his mind when he sent you out there, or are you ready for it?
No, you know, I was really ready for it. I enjoyed kicking that type of field goal, the long field goals back then, so it was something that I worked hard on, and I really did feel pretty confident going in there, and you just want to have that perfect kick, and boy, it came through that day.
Kevin Butler with us. Going to be tomorrow night, is that right? Yeah, tomorrow night, starting at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. Kevin Butler going to MC the Evening of the End Zone. And this on behalf of the Georgia Lions Lighthouse Foundation. Talk about some of the work those folks do, dedicated to providing vision screenings, eye exams, glasses, surgeries, and hearing aids to over 7,000 Georgia residents every year. How'd you get involved in this?
Well, you know what? It's a very neat story. George Crumbly, back in 1968, started the Lighthouse Foundation and needed a fundraiser, and he came up with a pretty good idea that's still going to this day called the Peach Bowl. The Lighthouse Foundation, as you said, provides vision and hearing screening, treatment, prevention, and services for the uninsured in the state of Georgia. So George felt like the football platform would be a good one to raise money, and he couldn't have been more correct. I mean, this is now the 51st year of the Peach Bowl. We've had an alliance with them. I was involved with Gary Stokin in the Peach Bowl on the selection committee probably for about 15 years, and we always heard about the Lighthouse and always heard about the work and dedication that Mr. Crumbly did. And when we came up to our 50th anniversary last year of the Peach Bowl, we really did a nice celebration, and we started something that we're going to carry on a yearly basis. And this year, Gary Stokin and George Crumbly and the Beacon of Hope will be our three awards that we give away. And I think it exemplifies really people that give back to their communities. And we're very lucky in Atlanta to have Danny Wolfel. He is going to be the recipient of the first Gary Stokin Gridiron Award. And it's really exemplifies somebody that accomplished everything they could on a gridiron, but has really even done more outside of that. And certainly Danny is somebody with his Desire Street Ministries that just keeps giving back. George Crumbly Award will go to Ron Kakaris. And Ron is somebody in Atlanta who's part owner of the Falcons and just gives back on a daily basis. And we're just so excited about that. And our Beacon of Hope goes to one of our doctors that we're going to keep under wrap here for a minute. So we're going to surprise him tomorrow. But one of the doctors that gives a lot of time to people that really can't afford to get to a doctor. He'll go out there and help children and the elderly alike. And it's really exciting because everything we do goes right back to the people that are really uninsured in the state of Georgia.
Kevin Butler with us. Mentioned Danny Werfel. Our people talking with his people, we think we'll have Danny Werfel on with us tomorrow morning. Of course, a Heisman Trophy winner with the Florida Gators, national championship with the Florida Gators back in the day. You know, you mentioned the work that you do, the work that Kevin Butler, so many others who do. You mentioned that life after football and in life after sports. A lot of people have trouble sometimes finding themselves. Sports has defined some of these people for all of their lives. Suddenly it ends, as all of these things will. You got a whole rest of your life in front of you. People like you and Danny Werfel managed to make that transition. It's more difficult for others.
Yeah, it's really difficult. I mean, I tell you, the reason is, I think, you know, you're put on a pedestal so much, things are put right in front of you. You kind of get a false sense of security when you're on a team or successful being a player on a team. And I think the system kind of builds you up. But, yeah, when that thing is over, it's a crash to earth. It's a crash to earth that a lot of guys have trouble processing and dealing with. But I think not only the college programs now, and I can really only speak for Georgia, but I'm very familiar with other programs at other universities that really try to prepare the student athlete, no matter if it's football or whatever sport, to you know, be ready for that transition. That is what the education is for. You do go there to play the sports that you love, but you're there to get an education. And the numbers are so small to make it to the next level in just about every sport that, you know, they don't want to tell you that you're foolish just to believe it, but, you know, you would be a little bit foolish not to prepare yourself for life as you do for a football game, and that's a well-rounded individual. So, you know, the pro football teams are doing the same thing. The college teams are doing the same thing, really trying to prepare our student-athlete for what I like to call the real world.
Quickly, you mentioned, you used the phrase there, crash to earth. I don't mean to segue into last Saturday's LSU game, but I mean, was that a Kevin Butler? Was that a crash to earth, a market correction, an anomaly? What was that?
Yeah, that was a crash to earth, and I think it was, you know, as you look on it now, you lick your wounds, but it is it's necessary, and unfortunately, it's necessary for a young team. You know, Georgia. You keep hearing the stat that we're about, you know, 67% to 71% redshirt sophomores and freshmen, and there's no other way to get that experience than sometimes just getting your butt kicked, and that's what happened last week. And the real challenge is, where do these guys want to go from there? Do they want to learn from it, get out there and try to create a better situation for themselves, or, you know, if you sit around and mope and you sit around and, you know, try to make excuses, it's going to happen again and again and again, and all of a sudden you'll lose your season. But Georgia has a great opportunity. It's all in front of them, and I think that's any team I've ever been on, when you have everything in front of you and in your own control, that's the best situation to be in. So Georgia's still in a good situation, but they really do have to learn from what happened last week.
Kevin Butler, again, tomorrow night, starts at 6, the Georgia, or the College Football Hall of Fame there in Atlanta. I've yet to go. I understand it's a pretty nice place. The Georgia Lions Lighthouse Foundation. How can folks get involved here?
Well, I appreciate that. It is an unbelievable place. So as you come to the event tomorrow night, you'll have plenty of time to go around and see the whole Hall of Fame, which is an unbelievable place. But if you go to lionslighthouse.org, you can certainly register there. We also have a live auction that will be starting today online, and you can get that information there. You do not have to be at the event to get involved in our auction. We have some unbelievable packages from the Peach Bowl, from the Falcons, from the Bulldogs. We even have a I think it's one of a kind right now. We've got a Roquan Smith signed Chicago Bears jersey. So he hadn't done any of those yet, and I kind of used my contacts in Chicago to get one from him. So we're trying to make it special for the people that support the Lighthouse, and we open it to everybody. If you can't make it tomorrow night, please go online, look at our great gifts, and maybe you can contribute that way.
Yeah, I understand you played a little football with the Bears back in the day, too. Kevin Butler, we hear him all weekend long during the Bulldog broadcast. Thanks for being with us. Best of luck tomorrow night.
Thank you so much.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.